It's time now for WGXC's congressional report, tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam from the 20th Congressional District. The 538.com website reports that so far, the first-term congressperson Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 0% of the time. Since Democrats took over the House of Representatives, Tonko also votes with Trump's positions 0% of the time. In the previous congressional session, Tonko voted with Trump 22.6% of the time. There are two types of legislation in the U.S. House of Representatives these days. There are bills such as the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act that both sides support. That bill passed the chamber May 23rd, 417-3, with both Delgado and Tonko supporting the measure. There are also bills such as the Consumers First Act that pass on just party lines. That measure would strengthen the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and passed May 22nd, 231-191, with votes from both Tonko and Delgado, and is expected not to have a vote in the U.S. Senate. The Source reports that hip-hop star T.I. and radio host Charlamagne the God attended a Congressional Black Caucus press conference last week to advocate for investments in the black community. Representative Antonio Delgado was there to talk about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Quote, "We spoke about opportunity zones. You're talking about not just an opportunity for folks who have been marginalized or exploited or left behind. You're also talking about opportunity for hip-hop," unquote, said Delgado, according to The Hill. Quote, "Because what hip-hop has done over its lifetime has put brothers and sisters who've come from tough circumstances in a position to elevate their individual lives and at times their communities," unquote. Representative Antonio Delgado held his first 19th Congressional District Veterans Resource Fair in Hudson May 24th. This resource fair served local veterans, provided support with job applications, health care, and offered local information about veterans organizations. Delgado gave opening remarks. Delgado also opened his fourth district office May 28th in Liberty in Sullivan County. Tonko did not list any local events on his website last week or next week. Tonko never lists any events, and Delgado only lists events his staff organizes, not just events he attends. And this week he held a town hall meeting in Ulster County on May 28th. This has been the WGXC Congressional Report. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.